Few more yisoidos relating to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Yesterday we started discussing a few things from the Sefer Simchas Halavavos. Today I want to continue with some of the things in the Sefer. Let's discuss Atifas Atalas. What is the proper way to make the bracha when you on the talis? The Atifas Atalas. So I think it's the common meaning. The common meaning is you pick up the talis and you hold it from the back. You fold it over your head until it would reach, the Mishnah Berurah says, until it reaches your mouth. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You take it from behind you. It should come over. If you would drop it down, when you drop it down, it would come over to your mouth. And while you're holding it, the moment before you drop it down over your mouth, you make the bracha asher kedushan b'mitzvot sivan l'sateif tzitzis. Say bitzitz, so that's the bracha. L'sateif bat tzitzis. You make the bracha, and then the Mishnah Berurah says you drop it down until your peh, until your mouth. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to drop it all the way down until your mouth. And then what do? You then take all of the tzitzis, all four tzitzis, and you throw it over your left shoulder. And how long? That's called Atifas Yishme'elim. The Yishme'elim, they wear turbans, because it says the nusach of the bracha is Lehis Atef. Atifa, Gesundheit. Atifa, the Yishme'elim are the ones who have the expertise in what is called Atifa. And the way the Yishme'elim, at least in ancient times, would cover their head, would go all the way down, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, until their mouth. And then you wrap, you take all four tzitzis, and you throw it over your left. Over your left shoulder, and you stand there the amount of time it takes to walk Dalid Amos. What? Before that.
Change your shoe.
You wait the amount of time it takes to walk Dalid Amos, and then you put it over your shoulders and you do whatever you do. If you cover your head. What?
The middle of the tip is supposed to open up because the Yishmaelim no more kind of like that.
Oh, that's the question that we're coming into. This is what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Now the problem over here is, I'll read you what it says over here. The Lamaisa Noig is Menel Verech Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah says, let me read you what it says.
They don't know where they're going.
They kill Arabs, we should kill Arabs.
They don't know where they're going.
Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're supposed to go all the way down until your mouth. Now the problem here is many people have challenged the Mishnah Berurah on this point. Rav Sternbuch, okay, Rav Moshe Sternbuch and many others have challenged the Mishnah Berurah that it's not logical that you should take and you should cover the talus all the way down until your mouth. Because this is the way the Yishma'elim do. Because you can't see. If the talus goes all the way down past your eyes until your mouth, your eyes are covered. It's not logical that a person, a Yishma'eli, walks around in a burqa with his eyes covered. That's not. You have to be able to see where you're going. It's not logical. So the Mishnah Berurah still says that's the proper way to which go all the way down to your mouth. So therefore, it has become the custom. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, he writes, and many others, I think others as well have done this, is they do not draw the talus down to your mouth, but instead until the top of your eyes. They don't go all the way down, they go, so this is another minig, you have to follow whatever your minig is. Now the next challenge to the Mishnah Berurah is that many people have the minig to take it and to drape all four corners on your left side. Where this comes from is a mystery. It's not really clear why this is the minig, why this is called an atifa. You're fully enveloped, especially when the Midrashim tell us that the zuchus, the Klal Yisrael has, the reason why we wear a talis comes from the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. At the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shparchu said that the Yam should split in front of them in the merit of the two tzitzis that are in front of them. and the Yam should close behind them in the merit of the tzitzis that are draped behind Klal Yisrael. When a person wears a talis, there are two tzitzis in front of you, and there are two tzitzis behind you. So the question is, it's not logical that when you make the bracha and you do the atifa, at that point in time, all of the tzitzis should be in one spot. All of them should be draped around your left shoulder, when the tzur of wearing a talis is to have two tzitzis in front of you and two tzitzis behind you. Therefore, we should take note that Rav Chaim Kinievsky Shlita, he does not have the minhag to do this. And he's not the only one that seems not to follow what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. The minhag is they only throw on their left, on their shoulder, two of the tzitzis. Only the tzitzis on the front tzitzis, only the front tzitzis. Now when you go, when you do atifa, you're taking all four. Nothing is appearing in front of you.
They're all in the back, anyways.
They're all
saying in the back.
It has to be timed. Okay, I'm not sure. Let me read it. It says, Hagoin Maran, Hagoin of Chaim Kinievsky. Now, the Shar Hatzion, the Mishnah Berurah himself points this out. Meir Amad Ksid, Amad Kosa Mishnah Berurah, the Yashlech Hadalit Tzitzis Litzat Smol, the Ze Soiser Divrei Hamogin Avram, Sifkon Dalit, the Mogin Avram is focusing on the Medrash, the Tzorech Sheyehei Tomid, Beis Tzitzios Mitzad Ze, Ubeis Tzitzios Mitzad Ze. You always have to have two on one side, two on the other side. If you're going to take all four tzitzis and you're going to drape them around your shoulder, you're not going to have all four tzitzis, you're not going to have all four. Ulchein Be'emes Noag, Adoini, Moreini V'Rabbeinu, Alpi Rabboisav, Rak Lahashlich, Shtei Hatzitzios, Shel Tzad Yemin. On the right side, al hakosev shel tzad smol, ki de kosuv hamakor chaim shkin osu zigne chachne ashkenaz. I don't know what it says. I don't know what this means. Shem isi shekachoy noeg maran agoyin of chaim kinyeski kol hashanim. Not to do all four. Okay, this is something to keep in mind. The Gra. Now, this is a famous in the Hanukkah from the Gra. The Gra tradition has it he did not do this at all together. The Gra, he put the talis on his body and draped it on his body with zehu. He did not go and take the tzitzis and wrap it around the shoulder. We read this over here. Yesh letzayin. The Rabbeinu Hagra. Nokashash kashitoy sheloy tzoruch ituf bechlal kiatifas hayishme elim. Umaspik shes somim hatalis aleroishim hasim agup belila hashach koladal tzitzios alakasafayim. Kidimashma meadan zekenim mibaleatrisis anal the yeshom de amedish asidin litzate vidzimedish de asidin. At the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim said, Hashem said, the asidin lehisateif betzitzis meacholehen. Nairi b'shas huatifa. We're referring to the time when you envelop yourself. The ba'oisa shah kol hatalis v'cholatzitzis me'umuchurehem kumo she'idu shekach nagu maran harav the brisker rav and the chazonish. And yes, other people who did the same thing. So it seems that
only took the two front
in the front. But it seems over here that it seems to be very popular minhag among many gedolei Yisrael not to take the tzitzis and to throw them over your left shoulder, because this is not what it says in the Medrash. This was the minhag of the Gra, and in that minhag we see over here many gedolei Yisrael followed. He even points out that Rav Yashiv, at the end of his life, Mishnas Tavshin Nun Beis Hichlit. Rabbi Yashiv, he did the popular minhag of taking the four tzitzis and throwing over his left shoulder, and about, I guess, Tavshin Nun Beis, so that's a while ago. 92, Hichlit, he changed his. No, that everyone does. That they all do. That you put over your head until now. When you there's a difference between making the bracha. When you make the bracha, there has to be an itzuf. It has to come over your head when you make the bracha. after you make the bracha, that's a different discussion. If when you daven, you should cover your head, you should not cover your head. But when you make the bracha, everyone has to cover their head, at least momentarily. We find over here a difference of minhagim, of how far down you should go when you cover your head. Do you go until your mouth, as what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, or do we have the opinion of many other Gedolei Yisrael that it should not go until your mouth, it should only go until your eyes? After it goes until your eyes, what do you do next? So according to the common minhag is to take all four tzitzis, and you should throw them over your left shoulder. By throwing them over your left shoulder, you are being misatef in your talis. Some have a problem with doing that. The Mishnah Berurah himself makes mentions because you should have always, at every moment in time, two tzitzis on one side and two tzitzis on the other side. That would seem to indicate that you should not throw all four. What exactly do you do? I don't know. It's not really clear what it means, what you do. I'm not sure. But not all four, only two of them. Which two, how you do it, I do not know. And then we have the third sheet of the Gra, not to do this at all. When you make the bracha, it goes over your eyes or until your mouth, and you make the bracha, vizehu, there is no throwing of the tzitzis over your shoulder whatsoever. Okay, another interesting halacha. When you make the bracha, people are in a rush. When do they make the bracha? They make the bracha when they're taking the, sometimes you see people, they're making the bracha when they're taking the talus out of the bag. As they're taking the talus out of the bag, they're ready and making the bracha, and quickly, very quickly, they take it in the back and they put it behind them. That's not correct. What's correct is you should not even begin to make the bracha until the talus already is draped over your head. The talus is over your head. If you'll just let go, it will come down at least to your eyes or until your mouth. That's when you make the bracha. Now, I want to point out is that this is interesting, is that when it comes to duchening, brichos kehanim, we don't say that. But by duchening, the common minig is you start out making the bracha facing the Aron HaKodesh, kehanim, and then in the middle, Asher Kiddushanu Bikdushasoy Shel Aron. So when they say, what do you do? When you say Bikdushasoy Shel Aron, you turn around in the middle of the bracha, the Tzivanu Levarech Asamu Yishal Biyava. So it's very interesting. The Poskim over here say they have a very big hakpada, that it's a lack of Derech Eretz in the middle of the bracha to be moving your talus around. It's not proper. What people do, they start saying the bracha when they're not fully ready, and by the time they finish the bracha, that's when they're ready and they just drop it over their eyes. You should not even begin to say Baruch until the talit's 100% in position. I just want to point out that it's interesting because when it comes to doing the mitzvah of duchening, there the common minhag is that in the middle of making the bracha, you switch directions.
What's the reason for that?
Don't do that now.
What's the reason?
You can't start the bracha if everybody almost finishes.
The bracha, or what do you mean?
You turn around, you wait. If you turn around first and then say the whole bracha,
yeah,
facing the other.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
What's the problem?
The problem is that nobody else is going to be doing that.
Because that's not the minute. That's not it. Okay. All right. Another interesting shaila. Here's a very interesting shaila. This is an interesting shaila. What happens? You come to davening. What happens if you come to davening? Now, how long do you have to remain with the talus over your eyes or over your mouth with the tzitzis on your, with the four tzitzis over your shoulder? The amount of time it takes to walk dalit amos. How long does it take to walk 6 feet? About a second. How long does it take the average person to walk 6 feet? Okay, 1 second, a second and a half, maybe 2 seconds, not longer than that. So that's part of the mitzvah. You make a bracha, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvot Tzitzis, l'satef patzitzis. You need to wait the amount of time to do itof. You have to wait a certain amount of time. Here is the shaila. What happens if while right after the second you finish making the bracha, immediately someone says saying Kaddish and they're up to Yehei Shmei Rabbah, or they're up to Kedusha, or someone makes a bracha and you want to answer Amen. Are you allowed to answer Amen before that, let's say, 1.5 second passes? You made the bracha l'satef patzitzis. You have to wait. You have to go and throw it over your over the left side.
Before you ate the apple. I mean,
exactly. So the person would be inclined to say that you're not allowed to. It's a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is to wait that 1.5 seconds to do the itof. Halacha l'maaseh, no, that's not the halacha. But by this halacha, people do not know that b'diavad, once you make the bracha, you're already finished. Waiting the amount of time to walk 1.5 seconds, or the amount of, or the technique of taking the four corners and draping it over your shoulder, that's not ma'akev. As long as the towel is on your body, if you make the bracha, Asher Kiddushon b'mitzvah b'mitzvah l'satei v'tzitzis, and you drop it over your head, me'ikar hadin, you are done. If you did not yet get a chance to take the four corners and drape it over your shoulder, and already someone says, someone already is saying Yehei Shmei Rabba, or someone already is doing, you are l'chatchila allowed to answer Yehei Shmei Rabba. This is together a minog, yeah?
That's the reason maybe why they throw it open, because to give you that second,
it's only
to give you the time.
It's the, no, it's, I think you have to have more. You have to throw it over and the time. It's not ma'akev. You can make the bracha immediately. There is nothing wrong. He writes it over here.
While you're holding it?
While, no, it has to be on your body. It has to already be on your body. It has to be, that is sufficient. Okay, so the bottom line over here is we take away from this over here before we go forward to the next touch. We're going to pick it over here to review. We have over here many minhagi Yisrael. The bracha should be made, let's review. The bracha should be made when you're holding the talis. The talis is already over your head. And if you drop it, it will go until two minhagim, either until the eyes, until the mouth. After you finish the bracha, there are three different minhagim. The gra, do nothing. Do absolutely nothing. You drop it over and you're finished. According to the common minhag, all four corners go over the left side. According to the second minhag, only two corners on the left side. According, and again, the gra, you do nothing, and you should wait, l'chatchila you should wait, but b'diavad, if you don't have enough time to wait because you want to answer Yesh Merab, it is mutter. Okay, next shaila. Do you have to check your tzitzis every single day? There's a halacha, because if it turns out that the tzitzis are puzzle, what happens if one of the tzitzis, so it turns out that you have made a bracha levatala. So indeed the Mishnah Berurah says you should check your tzitzis every day. Everyone knows the Rosh HaTekos, the word tzaddik. Tzaddik is Rosh HaTekos. Tzaddik Yafrid Tzitziyotzav Tomid. Tzitzis is Rosh HaTekos. Tzaddik Yafrid what? Yivdek or Yivdek Tzitziyot Sav Tom, and you continuously check your tzitzis. Halacha l'maisa, many gedolei shol. This person, this fellow over here, what's very interesting about his sefer, I don't bring it out well. He did an FBI investigation on the minhag of almost all the gedolei shol. He went to observe them. He went to observe them and he took these meticulous notes, what exactly they did. And he discovered that most of the Gedolei Yisrael, they did not check their tzitzis every single day. They checked their tzitzis occasionally. And he asked them. And they said that what it says in the Mishnah Berurah is a very big chumrah, the tzitzis bizman hazeh, they are very high quality, it's not likely they're going to become pasul. And basically with his consensus, he asked the Gedolei is he checked them once a month, that is sufficient. Once a month is sufficient. L'chatil, of course, checked every single day is very, very good. And there's another halacha. What happens if the tzitzis are tangled? If the tzitzis are tangled, can you make a bracha? In other words, yeah, they're all knotted. Do they have to be all free? They have to be all loosened. So the truth is, this machlekes haparizkim. Some say that if you open up, you untangle the tzitzis, if you tangle the tzitzis, it's a bracha levatala. They're not kosher. They must be loose. Other paizkim say that halacha, that if they're tangled, is not true, is only if you have tcheles. When you have tcheles, then it's not noticeable the tzitzis of tcheles in a situation when they're tangled together. But being that bizman hazeh, we do not have tcheles. So therefore, there's no requirement to untangle the tzitzis. It is okay, b'diavad, the tzitzis are not tangled. L'may nafkamin on Shabbos. On Shabbos, are you allowed to untangle your tzitzis? So the person can say no, because it's tikkun moneh. By untangling the tzitzis, you're being misaking, you're making a significant tikkun on the tzitzis, and you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos.
Anyway, so what's the problem?
Even though it's kosher, that's the question. But let's say you like to have nice tits, you don't want them to be tangled. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to untangle it, and certainly you're not allowed to tie. You're not allowed to tighten a knot. If it's loose, just leave it the way it is. You're not allowed to tighten a knot on Shabbos. So therefore, that's why you're not allowed even to inspect it on Shabbos. You rely upon chazaka. You assume it's going to be good because you're going to tighten it. If you're going to tighten it, you may come to untangle. You may come to time, and therefore that is something which is not advisable. Now, next in Shishal, we know that on our talis katan we have black lines. Why on a talis gadol, and why do some people have on a talis katan these funny black lines? I remember we had a teacher in English, a teacher in yeshiva. He used to teach in public school, so he always tells us that the kids in public school always ask him, Why do you have to listen? You can't use, he was a Ben Torah. He wore a white shirt to teach a public school. And you can see under his white shirt, you can see the outline of the black stripes of the Talis Katan. And he would tell us that the students in public school were always, throughout his entire career, the number one question the students always asked him, what are those black lines underneath your shirt?
Black belt.
What is that? And he had some funny answer for them. What are the black lines? Why are there black lines on a talis? So the common answer is it's a zecher for techeles. We should never come to forget that our talis, our tzitzis, are lacking. We're missing the color techeles. So you'll ask the question, so why then don't we have blue lines on the garment? Because we don't really know, that we do not really know the color blue. I think that's one of the reasons why
we do though, it's compared to the sky.
No, we don't know the exact, we do not know the precise color. So in order not to get into any controversy, look, if you go look at the Radzina Tcheles is a very different blue than the common Murex. There are two dyes of blue today that are very popular. There's the Radzina Tcheles, there are Radzina Tchassidim out there. The Radzina, and then there is today, it's very popular, the Murex. I've heard
Herzog was something else.
His was rejected. The Murex is the newest. The newest one, which is very common. Rabbi Belsky would wear privately the Murex. Okay, there are many of Rav Herschel Schachter and Rabbi Lamb. He wears it. Goldberg. There are many Gedolim Eretz Yisrael that do quietly wear techeles. They don't advocate it, and even they do it, they say they're only doing it mitzat sofik. They're not going in the techeles. But the reason why there are black lines on a talis is a zecher for techeles. Now here is something that is very interesting. This is a chumra by the briskus. The briskus of a chumra, you have on a talis skotan. Is it necessary to have black lines? Not really. You don't have to have black lines, but some of the, you go to the store and you want to buy a wool talis katan, so they commonly have black lines. It used to be years ago, they were not careful where they put the black lines. And they put the black lines on the very, very bottom, along the same area where the tzitzis. Today, your black line is going to be higher up. On a talis katan also, you have to be careful that the trellis is not along the corner. The problem is, the Gemara says that what color should your tzitzis be? Well, the tzitzis are lavan. Why is it lavan? Because it's lavan doesn't necessarily mean white. It means it's the same color as the garment. Whatever this is, here's the social opinion in the Rishonim that the proper color for your tzitzis is the color of your garment. If you are wearing a yellow talis, that means your tzitzis should be yellow. If you're wearing a red talis, your tzitzis ideally should be red. Whatever color of you is your garment, that is the color of your tzitzis. Min beget. Multicolor talus? Yeah. So you got a problem. I remember there was a fellow, he used to have a talus for like the fatigues of from the army. He was serving in the military. So he had a talus. He used to come on Simchas with this talus. You know, this the green and the gray, whatever it was, the color. So it's not so simple, because the tzitzis are white. The tzitzis are white. The tzitzis is supposed to be the same color as the garment. So
you have an older garment and you put on white
tzitzis. No, so lechayra doesn't really make a difference. Also, it's only a chumrah. We don't pass like this mikra adin. It's only a chumrah. However, what happens if you have black lines on your talus? So why don't we say that the tzitzit on our garments are no good, because the black lines that we put on the talus are ruining the tzitzis. Because since the garment is no longer purely white, the garment is partially black. So that partial black is being mekalkel the kiyum hamitzvah of the tzitzis. Yotza schoroi behefseidoi. We're putting on black lines to remind us this tcheles, but in the process of putting on the black lines, we're violating even the lavan of the tzitzis. Because the lavan, einochanami, maybe that's why the svad and the machbet have a purely white garment, because there should not be any shayla on the lavan. The lavan should be the min of the beged. Now, so what is the halacha? We're not machbe, because the vast majority of the garment is white. You go basaroyv. Since 90%, 85% of the garment is white, that's more than enough. The tzitzis lechatchila yoytza are white. But there's one condition. The condition is at least it should not be black in the vicinity of the corners. Because if it's black, if the black lines go where the corners are, in the area, the halacha, where you put on the tzitzis, then nevim ikar hadin, the tzitzis should follow that section of the garment, and the tzitzis should be black.
Isn't
so it appears.
They put in the corners, they put the white square.
No, they put the white square. They shouldn't rip. They put the white square that it should not rip. So it seems. So when I've read over here that it used to be years ago that the manufacturers of the tzitzis, they were not so makbid, and at times the black lines would actually come into the area of the corner. Of the corner, that area, that vicinity, and that in the logic of the briskers was very problematic, and they stayed away from anything which, because they felt in such situation is a shayla of even yoytzei lechatchila the lavan, because the tzitzis had to be the same color as the garment, and if it's going to be black there, it's going to be. Today you're not going to have this anymore. Today I'm sure the manufacturers today, we live in a new world today, they don't have this problem. Yes.
How come Sfardim are permitting not to wear any black stripes?
So maybe it's because, I don't know the answer for sure. Maybe it's because of this. Because when you have black stripes, when you have black stripes, he's a shiloh, what color should your tzitzis be? What color? Okay, let's go to the next shiloh. Now, here's the thing. Do we make a bracha on the talis katan? No. I mean, if you wear a tie, I do, but if you're married, you don't make a brach on the talis katan, because you make a brach on the talis katan that covers you for the talis katan. So the average person, when they wake up in the morning and they put on the talis katan, you do not make a bracha. When you were bachurim, you made a bracha, asher kedeshanu b'mitzvah al mitzvas tzitzis. When you get married, it's over. You no longer make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. That's right. It's over. You no longer make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. You put on the talis katan and you make a bracha on the talis katan. So someone asked the shayla, very interesting shayla. Maker had when you're putting on the talis katan, you really should have to make a bracha. You really should. It's just that since in the very short period of time you're going to go to the shul, you're going to put on the talis katan is really going to exempt you. Shayla is what happens if you're not going to be davening for a long time. Someone asked shayla. One the Gedalia Shalom Ruh. Oh no! Well, on Tisha B'av it's also because that's this is Machlekes Apayt. Let's say even the person he goes and he learns. You get up very early in the morning. You get up 5 o'clock in the morning, and you dive in at 8 o'clock, and you spend the entire time from 5 in the morning till 8 o'clock learning. So there's a very significant delay. Let's say it's ready. It's 6 o'clock. It's ready to sunrise. It's Sman Tzitzis. It's a very significant delay. Bishloim, a person wakes up in the morning, rush. You put on your talis katan, and you brush your teeth. You're shaving. You're checking your email. You're out the door. Everything is being done in preparation to get to davening. So then you can say in a chanami, there's no need to make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis, because it's all part of the process of getting to davening to make a bracha l'sa'ateif b'tzitzis. However, if you're not planning on davening for a very long time, let's say you're working, okay, you have to do some morning shift, and your schedule does not allow you to daven until 9, 10 o'clock. Nachum Siegel, when he was in Avelis, he wanted to daven. No, he normally davens the one they play the music. No, the Ani's always he's davening. But when he was in Avelis, he wanted to say Kash with a minion. So he went to daven every morning. He said that he went to daven every morning at 10 o'clock in Landhaus. He gets to work 5 o'clock in the morning. The show goes from 6 to 9. He felt he doesn't want to, he wants to daven with a minion. So he would first daven Shachris. He would go to Brooklyn to Landhaus after he finished his show, 10 o'clock. But he's putting on tzitzis, 5 o'clock in the morning, sunrise, let's say it's 5:30 in the morning. So that's a very significant delay. It's a very significant delay. Maybe in that situation, you should make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. So it's not so simple. If you are planning on having a very long delay from the time you wake up in the morning until you daven shachris, and you're putting on your talis katan, you're putting yourself in a very difficult halachic situation. Yeah.
You wear polo shirt.
Yes. If you have the classic question is a kapata, a frak. It has to, in Shulchan Aruch, the laws are laid out very clearly. It has to understand the Yahya Shevka, the new illustrated Mishnah Brewers with these halachas. If you have a certain shear, yeah, you chayiv in tzitzis. Yeah, absolutely.
Can you put on black tzitzis?
You should. Lechatchil tzitzit should be black, yes.
But if you have stripes, you can have checkered tzitzit.
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. On a kapata, Maker had then all of the frocks, all of these Russian yeshivas, they all split. So they go out of their way. And they go out of their way to round one of the corners so it should not be a shayla. Why do they do that? What's the big deal? So let them learn on tzitzis. I don't know why. Don't take it, don't be mavatli. Go and make it square corners and put on tzitzis. Okay, let's do one more shayla and then we'll finish. One more shayla. This is a very controversial shayla. Your talis katan. Should the talis katan be made from wool? Wool, or should the talis katan, you wear a talis katan from other materials, from cotton, polyester, or linen. Okay, today, when I was a child, we all, no one wore a wool, whoever wore a wool talis katan. And I'm sure when you were children, no one, have you never heard of them wearing a wool talis katan. Today, it's the talis gadol is wool. But what about the talis katan? Is it wool? Should you wear a wool talis katan? Or are you allowed to wear a talis katan that's not wool? What is the advantage of wearing a talis katan that's wool? Because there's a machlokes ha'poskim that if the garment is not wool, then according to some opinion, it's not even chayven tzitzis. The only chayven tzitzis if it's wool or linen. If it's not made from wool, the halacha l'mayis, so we are chayven tzitzis, at least midrabanan, but some hold that it's not chayven tzitzis. Is the Iraisa. So why? We don't pass like that. We pass as Chayv Deraisa even if it's not wool and different. Why put yourself in a situation where the talis is only is not 100% Chayv and Sittis when you can wear a wool talis? Problem with wearing wool is in the summertime it's hot and you don't want the extra. You don't want to get all sweated up.
And the tzitzis
also
have to be wool.
The tzitzis, and tzitzis then can only be wool. If the garment, well, the other way around, wool tzitzis patterns in all situations. So what's very interesting is, this is the very machlekes ha'poskim, in B'nai Brak, the minig is bedafka not to wear a wool talis katan. The chazoinish, it's hot. The chazoinish did not. The Chazanish never wore a wool talis katan. The Chazanish wore a cotton or something, whatever, not a wool talis katan. Now, the question is why? Now, first of all, some want to say because the Chazanish, he followed the Gra. The Gra also. The Gra did not wear a wool talis katan. The question is why not? So the Gra is not a raya. The reason why the Gra is not a raya is for two reasons. Number one, the Gra wore a talis gadol the entire day. What? What?
You'll have to pick out what you want from the Gra.
Do whatever you want. It's a free country. The Gra did not wear a wool talis katan. Why not? Two reasons. This is what it says in the books. Number one, the Gra wore a talis gadol the entire day. How about that?
True.
Until in the whole day. So being that he wore a talis gadol the entire day, it wasn't the whole talis katan wasn't necessary for him. Because why are you wearing a talis katan? You wanted the entire day, you wanted the Isaac in the mitzvah. Mechuder. I'm anyway mahadur in the mitzvah. I'm wearing a wool talis gadol. So I can go easy on my body. I don't have to sweat. I'll wear. Number two, the Gra also wore a linen. He wore a linen shirt or a linen vest or a linen jacket. I don't know what it is. So therefore, this was the discussion. If you're wearing one garment that's made from wool and one garment made from linen, that's a shayla of shadnes. Because if you climb shadnes, even though it's two separate garments, but there it is. What? I don't know the answer to that. I had the same question. How did he wore it? Could be because the talis was on top. The wool being on top was loose.
Because the wool, the linen.
It has to do with their trap. It has to do with you can't take off one without taking off the other. So it could be the talis gadol did not affect his ability to remove his vest.
Those times they wore linen under which it could have been
the rule of wearing two garments, the rule of not being allowed to wear two garments, wool and linen, is where you cannot take off one garment without removing the other garment. So therefore, the Gra felt that the wearing, being that he was wearing a linen shirt and wearing a wool talis katan, is a problem of shatnes. So therefore, he had no choice but to wear katan or another material. We don't have that problem today. I don't see people walking around today in the streets wearing linen. People do. Some people do have linen suits and like that. Then it could be a problem. It could be a problem. If you have a linen suit, a linen shirt, it could be a problem. But in a, that's only for the girl, is not a right for the average person. Now here's the other issue. The other issue, the one place, this is a lomdisha chakira, very chakira, which goes through the entire set of tzitzis. In order to wear tzitzis, the tzitzis has to be upon a beged. What is the definition of a beged from the perspective of the Torah? Does the beged need to provide for you warmth, provide benefits, or does the beged just need to cover your body? Asher techaseba. Mitzad echad, a beged means a garment. A garment is something which provides show warmth. Warmth or something that provides some benefit. In B'nai Barak, it's extremely hot. If you're going to wear a talis katan, you're going to sweat. Okay, talking about the days before they had air conditioning in B'nai Barak. So the Chazanish would wear a talis katan, those that found, those like the Chazanish would wear a wool talis katan. The garment is not providing for them warmth. It's providing for them discomfort. It's causing them to sweat. It's causing them harm. A garment that is causing you harm is not a garment. If it's not a garment, then there's no chiyuv tzitzis. There's no chiyuv tzitzis, and you put on the tzitzis, it's a bracha levatala, or you're not accomplishing anything. If you're putting on tzitzis, you put tzitz on a beged, the beged must be functional. What does it mean, functional? Well, it's cold. It provides me with warmth. In the summertime, or even in the spring and the fall, and in B'nai Barak, it gets very, very hot, and when it's wool, it's not really doing very much for you. Therefore, you're not being the kind of the mitzvah. You want to be the kind of the mitzvah, put on something that's comfortable, that will provide for you a benefit. Cotton, a very thin cotton garment, or something like that is comfortable, that will provide benefit, then I'm chayven tzitzis, and then I'm being mekayim the mitzvah. That appears to be the reasoning of the Chazon Ish and those who live in B'nai Barak. In America, you don't have that problem. In America, Rav Moshe was very makbid. He writes about this, but dafka only to use wool. Rav Moshe came from Russia. It was always cold in Russia. Some people tell me even in the summer it's freezing cold in Russia, in certain places. It's cold. In Russia, you know, if you then wool is always going to provide.
You also make wool locally, you take from a sheep, you make your own wool.
All right, but whatever it is, wool. So then, when you're living in an environment where wool provides for you benefit, like even today we live in. I don't know. I find more often than not, the summer for me is more difficult than the winter, because most of the places I hang out, I find the air conditioning is always too cold. I'm very sensitive to the cold wherever I go. In the winter, it's okay. In the summertime, it's 100 degrees outside, but indoors it's 50 degrees because the air conditioning, they push the air conditioning down. That's the situation I find myself in. I have to wear a sweater in the summer and not in the winter. That's how I feel. So therefore, it's a whole. You're living in, depending on where you're living, it all depends what is in front of you. On the other hand, many poskim disagree, and they are of the opinion that the mitzvah of tzitzis, the garment, just has to be something which covers your body. Your body temperature and your comfort level is irrelevant for the mitzvah. If this thing covers your body, you can be schwitzing away, you're chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. If that's the case, so then it's ideal to have wool. If you're going to schwitz, you might as well schwitz a lot. You have to have a wool garment, because a wool is a type of material which is chayiv l'chol hadeos midaraisa. Okay, so this is another issue we'll leave with here.